So we are challenged here in many ways. And one of the ways is what we are going to call the silent irritation. And you are very much being responsible for what you take in and what you do not take in. And yet, there it is. There it is. It is like saying you should ignore the drum beat, if you know what we mean, because you know that drum is beating. And of course you should ignore the drum beat, but it is difficult and it can shorten your temper. It can make you irritated in ways that you do not understand. Like, why am I so on edge today? Well, part of it is the combination of the things in the energy around you. And in, we're not criticizing people, but in the energy that people around you are carrying. That is something that most people do not want to deal with. The fact that someone else is carrying an energy that is bad for you. What is interesting here is that if you say to the person carrying the bad energy, you are hard to be around because of the energy you are carrying, you are going to get resentment. And you are going to get this really interesting statement, which occurs all the time. I have the right to feel the way I feel. Of course you do. You just don't have the right to share it. And that is something that people have a very hard time with. But if you've ever been around, had the misfortune to be in a situation where there were, let us say, three people who were walking around in negativity and holding that negativity in their field and rubbing their field on yours, you will back away. You will leave if you need to because it is so unpleasant. So what does it mean to be responsible for the energy that you're carrying? And again, the way woman has translated that is never feel anything that is going to have that kind of energy, which of course does not make any sense because we have pressures. We have unusual circumstances, we have fear, we have negativity, all of these things around us, and they irritate. They irritate our energy and our field. So it is there. But the truth of it is, when people then add their own personal material to that kind of energy, it is intolerable. It's just like, that is more than I can stand. Now, that does not mean that everyone should be happy, smiling, pretending. And it does not mean that anyone should not have deeper feelings, because we have deeper feelings and stronger feelings. But it does mean that there is a time when you are with people, when you say, the energy I am feeling right now, I do not want to expand it. I do not want to, there are those who like to share their negativity, and I'm sure you have all run into them. But now you can do that with a friend, because with a friend or someone you trust, it will not do harm. It will fall away. But there are those who walk in the world with this field around them that's very unpleasant, and they do not even know, they do not realize that what they are carrying has a truly negative effect on those around them. And so when you are watching your own energy, you want it, again, this is not taking away your permission to feel. But there is a difference between feeling and imposing your feeling. It's a subtle, it's a line we want to become very adept at, because it is pretty subtle. There are many things you can say, as I said to the poor first person who walked in, I am cursed by the electronics today. And that is not pushing that into that person's field. It's a statement of what I've been dealing with. And you don't do harm with the statement. But when you meet people who want to push that emotion into your field, that is a different matter, because they want you to suffer with them, and they are defining friendship by whether or not you are able to do that. You do not want to do that. It is not a good idea. It does not mean that we haven't all from time to time, but we want to be aware that we get to feel everything that we feel, but we do not necessarily take that and move it into someone else's field. It's a very difficult thing to call, because when someone is doing it, the only thing you feel is withdrawal. It is like, how do I get away with this? And so what do you say to the person doing that? I wish you wouldn't push your energy into my field, because you're in a bad place and I don't want to carry that bad place with me. By the way, that would not be well received, because people who want to do that believe that there will be a release for them. If you leave feeling as bad as they feel a certain sense of relief. So, we must find a way to draw the line. And the best way to do that is to abruptly change the subject. It sounds like you have a lot on your plate, but I know you can handle it. It's a return of that energy to the source. And it is not insensitive or unkind to do that. It merely is letting the other person know that you're not willing to carry what they are feeling in your field. Now, we mention this because there is so much feeling material in the world around you. And you can, once again, when it is simply reported, you do not feel imposed upon. But when they want that to be in your field so they feel better, that's a violation. So we change the subject. We change the energy. We take our power to do that and use it. So this is a thing that we have to remember in the time that we're in. We are all raised differently, of course. But some people are genuinely taught that to be comforted, they must share their misery in the most intimate way. It must get into your field. Not right. Not right. We do not want to do that with others. And we do not want others to do that with us. So if we can recognize it and understand that that's what needs to be done, we need to change the subject. In a broader scale now, many of you are finding a way when you can to get away. Very wise. Why? Because there is a lot of energy that is, compressed in the area where you are. And to kick away from it, to get away from it, to move out from it, that is a great thing. It allows your own field to relax. So if you are able to do that, please do that. It is a good and healthy thing for you to do. And once again, harder, we understand, to do is that higher level, which the truth be, we must be avoiding it for as much as we can, because there is nothing in it to feed anything good. We know what it is and what it is going to be, and we need to let it run its course, and to the best of our ability, not to get caught in it. If there are positive things you can do to support the light, do them. That is a wonderful thing. But we are a strange planet in a way, because we are a planet at odds. There's always the dark and the light. There's always the angry and the happy. The two sides always exist. And right now, the angry part of our planet is running its course. Now, running its course is what we want you to remember. It does not do it forever, because anger and evil eats itself. So, but we get to make as much distance from it as we can and let it run its course right over the cliff, because that is what anger and evil always do. So it is not a great deal of comfort in the moment, but it keeps you from visiting up there too often and getting it in your field. You don't want it in your field. Now, your field, what a beautiful thing that is. What a beautiful gift you've been given. Your heart's natural energy expands into your field. And carrying that field in the world is a great blessing to the world. And again, it is not pretending. It is allowing yourself to feel love, allowing yourself to feel gratitude, allowing yourself to find the flower coming up through the concrete, and to see how persistent life is and how beautiful it is and how it grows and heals, because it is its nature to do that, as it is your nature to do that as well. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply, and feel that all around you there is a field of love, and it covers your body and extends from your body, and the universe is filling it with lightness and love. And when you breathe, that is what you are breathing. Move into your heart center and watch your heart center glow with all the love you have sent there, all the things that you feel, all that you do that makes that heart center a safe, growing, resting, filling place. All that you are. Look at the beauty of that. All that you feel, all that you express. See what a beautiful place it has made. And step into your heart center and drink water from the place in your heart where water flows. And know that your spirit is refreshed. And see that a path in your heart lights, and you are drawn to that place, and you move to the place of the light, and the path opens, and you drop the world, and you drop the worry. And you let this path move you upward, upward, easily. And you breathe the air, and the air is full of blessings, full of the things that you need to feel complete, to feel at peace. And you're drawn to a place where you can see far. So you stand in the moment that you are in, and the universe shows you the light so that you can see that no matter what is happening, that light you are looking at will be the victor. And take a moment and breathe in that knowing. And come to the path again. And let the path move you upward. Move you upward. Feel how light you are becoming because you are not carrying anything heavy with you. You've let it all go. And now your movement is so light that you come to a place of freedom. And the energy of freedom is all around you. And you breathe it in. And let it become a part of you. And put down any burden you may have brought with you. Release it to whatever it needs to go to, because you are free, and your heart is free, and your spirit is free. And begin to move back to the path, and let the path move you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. And know that your teacher is here with you. Your teacher who loves you and supports you and walks with you through everything. Your teacher who teaches you freedom. Thank your teacher. Receive your teacher's blessing. Now come back down the path. Breathing in the blessings that fill the air you are breathing. Make you stronger and happier, wiser, gentler. come to your heart center again. Begin to breathe into your heart center. And when you've balanced in your heart and in your body, open your eyes.